pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero. Be present. Be in that moment. Don't be thinking about your argument you have with your boss. Don't be thinking about what you're going to have for dinner. If you want to get out of the conversation, get out of the conversation. But don't be half in it and half out of it.
One.
If you wanted to state your opinion without any opportunity for response or argument or pushback or growth, write a blog. The famed therapist Eb Scott Peck said that true listening requires a setting aside of oneself. And sometimes that means setting aside your personal opinion. Again, assume that you have something to learn. In this case, take a cue from journalists. Start your questions with who, what, where, when, why, or how. If you put in a complicated question, you're going to get a simple answer out. If I ask you, were you terrified? You're going to respond to the most powerful word in that sentence, which is terrified, and the answer is, yes, I was, or no, I wasn't. Let them describe it. They're the ones that know.
Three.
That means thoughts will come into your mind and you need to let them go out of your mind. We're sitting there having a conversation with someone and then we remember that time that we met Hugh Jackman in a coffee shop and we stop listening. Stories and ideas are going to come to you. You need to let them come and let them go. Now, people on the radio, especially on NPR, are much more aware that they're going on the record. And so they're more careful about what they claim to be an expert in and what they claim to know for sure. do that. Err on the side of caution. Talk should not be cheap.
Five.
If they're talking about having lost a family member, don't start talking about the time that you lost a family member. If they're talking about the trouble that they're having at work, don't tell them about how much you hate your job. It's not the same. It is never the same. All experiences are individual.
Six.
Try not to repeat yourself. It's condescending and it's really boring. And we tend to do it a lot, especially in work conversations or in conversations with our kids. We have a point to make, so we just keep rephrasing it over and over.
Seven.
Frankly, people don't care about the years, the names, the dates, all those details that you're struggling to come up with in your mind. They don't care. What they care about is you. They care about what you're like, what you have in common. So forget the details. Leave them out.
Eight.
I cannot tell you how many really important people have said that listening is perhaps the number one most important skill that you could develop. And look, I know it takes effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone. But if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation.
Zero.
Be present. Be in that moment. Don't be thinking about your argument you had with your boss. Don't be thinking about what you're going to have for dinner. If you want to get out of the conversation, get out of the conversation. But don't be half in it and half out of it.
One.
If you wanted to state your opinion without any opportunity for response or argument or pushback or growth, write a blog. The famed therapist Eb Scott Peck said that true listening requires a setting aside of oneself. And sometimes that means setting aside your personal opinion. Again, assume that you have something to learn. In this case, take a cue from journalists. Start your questions with who, what, where, when, why, or how. If you put in a complicated question, you're going to get a simple answer out. If I ask you, were you terrified? You're going to respond to the most powerful word in that sentence, which is terrified, and the answer is, yes, I was, or no, I wasn't. Let them describe it. They're the ones that know.
3.
That means thoughts will come into your mind and you need to let them go out of your mind. We're sitting there having a conversation with someone and then we remember that time that we met Hugh Jackman in a coffee shop and we stop listening. Stories and ideas are going to come to you. You need to let them come and let them go.
Four.
Now, people on the radio, especially on NPR, are much more aware that they're going on the record. And so they're more careful about what they claim to be an expert in and what they claim to know for sure. Do that. Err on the side of caution. Talk should not be cheap.
Five.
If they're talking about having lost a family member, don't start talking about the time that you lost a family member. If they're talking about the trouble that they're having at work, don't tell them about how much you hate your job. It's not the same. It is never the same. All experiences are individual.
Six.
Try not to repeat yourself. It's condescending and it's really boring. And we tend to do it a lot, especially in work conversations or in conversations with our kids. We have a point to make, so we just keep rephrasing it over and over.
Seven.
Frankly, people don't care about the years, the names, the dates, all those details that you're struggling to come up with in your mind. They don't care. What they care about is you. They care about what you're like, what you have in common. So forget the details. Leave them out.
Eight.
I cannot tell you how many really important people have said that listening is perhaps the number one most important skill that you could develop. And look, I know it takes effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone. But if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation.